Morgana Maitre. So the market that once arrived in the town, he'd never been before. And before Sabbath, the market was supposed to speak of Sabbath and official. Before Sabbath, he goes to a local Barabbas and he asks him for a loan for a big sum of money. Cash. So he asked him, when are you going to pay back? He's leaving after Shabbos. He says, don't worry, I'll pay you before I leave. So the Gevir says, okay, he takes out the money, gives it to the Maggid. After Shabbos, the Maggid comes back and gives back the guest. So the Gevir looks at him and says, can I ask you, I hope you don't mind, ask you a question? He says, yes, sir. He says, yeah, but why did you need it? I can see it's exactly the same coin. The same note. You couldn't have used it over Shabbos. What did you want it for? The Maggid looks to him and says, mit Geld retzach anders. With money it sounds much differently. This week we hear about Pinchas goes to the oil of Zimri, takes the spear and he kills Zimri and Cosby, and he walks around the machne of Klal Yisrael holding them up in public. And because of this big mitzvah that he did, Hashem says, Hineni Noisin Layas Berisi Shalom, I'm going to give him a bracha that he's always going to get shalom, and he's going to be a kohen Kunas Olam, and we know he even became a malach. It says in the Forest and Pasuk that Rayal Malach Hashem Mina Gilgal Abochim. It's in the Forest that Pinchas was a malach before he became a Leo, even if you don't hold that he became a Leo. But consequently, if we know that Pinchas is a Leo Novi and he's still alive and he's going to be the one to bring, to announce Mashiach, such a huge prada he got. And also a mitzvah which pastors could ask a question. Pinchas, he was from the royal family. His father was Eleazar Cohen, his grandfather was Aharon, his great uncle was Moshe Rabbeinu, another uncle was Nachshon ben Aminadab. Who else should have done this mitzvah, this kanaos, if not for Pinchas? Pastors, the schar is much more than the mitzvah itself. Plus, there's another question. State, schar mitzvah v'hai al meleket. Can't give schar in this world for a mitzvah. Why did he get so much schar? It sounds like very down to the zachen. He got schar in this world. He became a kohen in this world. So on the second question, state of Masha, that schar mitzvah v'hai al meleket is only on a mitzvah which you're mechoyev to do. But a mitzvah which you're not mechoyev to do, and you did it from your own violation, umetis chasidus, but that you do get tchah in this world. So here's why Pinchas, he didn't have to do this mitzvah. It was a halacha ve'ein moyen kein. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't tell anybody to do it. It was something that was voluntary kelu. So therefore Hashem gave him this tchah. We could say al pi derech halacha that really it's not so possible that it wasn't a mitzvah. Somebody has to do something. Somebody had to do something. It's not Klal Yisrael is going to be killed. It was for sure a mitzvah. On the other hand, halacha ve'ein moyen kein, you don't pass kein like that. So it's really a mix. On the one hand, it's a mitzvah, it's a halacha. On the other hand, ve'ein moyen kein, you don't tell people to do it. Therefore, imagine based on Shamayla, so what should we give him? Should we give him a tzcha in Yenevel? In Merenke, he didn't have to do it. Give him tchah in this world, halacha. He became a malach and a person. He's got the tchah as a malach and as a person. He can come down again. Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim, then he came back down, but then he was nifter. Other people went up to Shemayim, then they don't come back down so quickly. Eliyahu HaNavi is a malach and he's a tishbi. He's also a man, he's going to be the one to give us chat in in all the stakers that we have, because he's still considered the person, he's still connected to his chai, he's getting sa'a as a malach, sa'a as a person. That's the answer to the second question. But the first shayla, he has so much chai just for doing something that was expected of him as a person, member of the family, the Teret. If you look in Rashi, first Rashi on the Seder, says Pinchas, Lefi Shehoyu HaShvotim Mevazim Noisos. The Shvotim were being mevazim him. They told him, Hare Yisam Ben Puti Re, Shepitim Avi'im HaYagolim La'avet Zorah, Yehaz Nosi Shevet Mi'Yisroh. His grandfather, we remember how he used to fatten calves in Easter for La'avet Zorah. And now, his Einikel thinks that he's going to become a Das Torah of us, and he's going to tell us what to do. Everyone, you think it's from Kais, it's Galoch's Kais. His grandfather was a Galoch. He's not taking it from Aaron, he's taking it from Yisroel. Yisroel is a Galoch. Lefichoch, Boa Kosuv, Yisroel Acha Aaron. So Hashem has to say, no, Pinchos, Ben Alozo, Ben Anakoyen, his mitzvah he did wasn't from the Koyach of the genes from his grandfather, from his mother's side. No, it came from the Koyach of Elazar of Aaron the Kohen. The MS is that states, Loiniskan Penchos Atahar Zimri. Penchos did not become a Kohen until after he killed Zimri. Let's look at Penchos for a minute now, with a different perspective. We thought that he was a royal family, he was meant to be the one to do the mitzvah. He was the one, the only one from his Gansu family who was a banished. He was not a Kohen Gadol, he was not even a Kohen Hedges. Bishlam, if he comes from a family of Yisraelim, he's just like everyone else. But his whole family, everyone's got a job, either Kohen or a Rebbe or Nachman Aminod of the Nasi, and he's a nothing. So everybody who got any sense of history will look at Pinchas and say, ah, we know why he's not a Kohen. That's because of the program of Yisroel. His days in Yisroel make that his grandson can't become Kohen. Like it says in Mishnah, Kohen Sha'avad Beis Choynei. There was this temple that one Kohen Gadol made in Mitzrayim, which he used to take Kohanim, and it was L'Shem Shemayim. But since it was in the wrong place, so everyone who ever did that avodah in that studio Beis HaMikdash can't do that avodah in the real Beis HaMikdash anymore. Kolzakein Yisrael, whose grandfather was a Galach, that he's Einikos, Pasnish, that he should become a Kohen. So therefore, now can already understand a little better why Yisrael, the fact that he was the Einikos of Yisrael, was actually a detriment, and everybody thought that that's the reason why he should not stick out his nose. He shouldn't start running around doing his kanos. He should sit down quietly. So therefore, we understand why he got such a big tzcha. Because his grandfather was a Kohen and he was not. Because his great uncle was Moshe Rabbeinu and he was nothing. And he still did the mitzvah whilst everyone was being mevazeh of him, making litzonos of him. That's why he was zeichet to such a big schar.
Excuse me, how is it possible that his father and grandfather
were
the Kohen and he wasn't?
Oh, so everybody thought that the reason is because his mother's father was Yisroel, who was a Galach. And therefore, it's a mum. He gets a pagan. The Kohen said you have to check Abba and Moed. The mother's side also has to be something special. And if Yisroel used to be a Galach, it doesn't fit in that his ankle should be a Kohen. that was a technical reason. Yeah, but they thought, what's the reason why Hashem made that he shouldn't be able to become a Kohen? But the truth is that the reason why he did not become a Kohen was Punk Fakhev. Was not because his grandfather was Yisroel. It was today that he should become a Kohen from his own zuchus. Hashem Dafka made a technical situation develop where he should miss the opportunity of being a Kohen whilst everyone else was becoming Kohanim at the beginning of the Midbar. in order that later on Pinchas should be able to be zeicher to the kahuna from his own mitzvahs. So the meister was a Satmarov, he had a brother called Atzichaim from Sigurd. Now their father was called, I think, Kedusha Jantif, and he was also Rav in Sigurd. And Abiel Satma was a big Eloi, and everybody knew he was going to be the next Kedusha Jantif. And you can imagine how the Kedusha was surprised when the father said, right in the Tavor, that the other brother should be Rav in Sigurd. The Kedusha said, Rebbe, are you talking? Why are you not giving Abiel the job? So he looked at him and he said, Pakas, because he's so big, he doesn't need a ready-made job. He can make his own shtela. Same thing with Pinchas. Hashem left him go, not because of the Enkov, he said, Pakas, in order he should get his own zechus, because of his gadlus. Therefore, he could make his own shtela. He could get the kahuna from his own zechus. Plus, especially in the case that because a kohen who killed a tanefesh, Leisot Kapo, a kohen who killed somebody can't do Aveda. Therefore Hashem had to make sure that he shouldn't be a Kohen yet, because then it would puzzle and stop him from being a Kohen if he would have been a Kohen before he killed somebody. Now that he killed before he became a Kohen, it doesn't affect his Kohen anymore. So that's why Hashem had to make sure he shouldn't be a Kohen. So we see from here how you can see a situation and everybody knows why this person can't be a Kohen, and in the end it's punk paket adam yirale naim. Yeah, everyone thinks it's one thing, and the whole thing is punkt verkehrt. It's completely the other way around. Now I can understand the pshat. Later on in the parsha, Moshe Rabbeinu asks Hashem, Yivkod Hashem velekeh ruchas l'chol bosto, ish alo eiza, sheyeite lifneim, sheyove lifneim, sheyeitim, sheyeitim, v'lo yitzi adas Hashem katoin asher ein lehem reh. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted somebody to take over. So the Pashim say that he wanted his own children to take over. The Gemara says that somebody who was Tzalafchot, he saw that the children of Tzalafchot can get the Nachla, so he thought his own children, he'll get, maybe they'll also be able to take over. I wanted to be mad by that. It's got to do with the beginning of the Pashim as well. Moshe Rabbeinu married the daughter of Yisrael as well. Kalzman Pinchas wasn't a Kohen. Everybody thought that the reason why he wasn't a Kohen was because he's a Enkel of Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu thought, no, my children also can't become anything. Now they saw that it's not so. No, actually my children can also become. Say another pshat. But first we'll have to go back to the last week's parsha. Zimri, he went up to Moshe Rabbeinu Chodzi, and he was asking Moshe, Zu asura oy mutaret. Is this Kozbi allowed for me to marry or not? Moshe Rabbeinu said, asura, you're not allowed to take her. Bat Yisroi mi hitelach. Who was mad to you to marry Bat Yisroi? So miyad, they didn't know what to do until Pinchas jumped up and he took over the rest of the story. The Emma says, it's a good question, right? Why did he marry the daughter of Yisroi? Yeah. The answer is Pasuk. What was Moshe Rabbeinu and what was Zimri ben Salah? Moshe Rabbeinu was a penniless refugee in Midian. He didn't even have a house. He was standing in a well. And he helped the daughters of Yisro. He saved them. And Yisro was looking for Shidduch. It was Mamash Hashem Shemayim. There was no cover there. There was no guilt there. Everything was Mamash Hashem Shemayim. So of course he allowed him to get married like that. Masa Enkin, Kozbi, she came, she said, Eyni Nisus Elu L'Gedolus B'Hem. I'm only going to marry Moshe Rabbeinu. And Zimri had to say, no, I'm also Choshev. So she only got married to him because of the covers. She said, I'm foolish. Eyni Mekavim Gerim made David and made Shlomo. In time of David, Amelav, time of Shlomo, Amelav, they didn't used to accept Gerim because they might do it for the covers. They might do it for the Gashmias. That was the answer. What was Zimri's Cheshbon? The same reason that Shlomo HaMelech married the daughter of Paroi. How could she be Mizgaya? Because she was the daughter of Paroi. So she already had covet. She already had money. No, why should she want to become a Yid? Ah, must be L'Shem Shemayim. Same thing with Kozbi. She was already the daughter of a Nazi of Midian. So she already had her covet. Why is she coming to the Yidin? Alamat, must be L'Shem Shemayim. What was the answer? Emma says Shlomo shouldn't have married the daughter of Paroi either. So, the emissaries, there was a Taina on Pinchas as well. why did your father marry Vaspati? You know, you can't answer the same answer back by Mr. Rabbeinu, where he was running away and he was a nobody. Elazar ben Aharon was already a chassid v'yid. His family came from a well-respected family. Why did he marry Bas Yisrael? So you could say chat that the MS is that they knew themselves, Elazar and his wife knew that there might be a problem, but they didn't know what to do. They might say it was the same man, but how are they going to prove that they got married only in the same time and not because of the covered up Kohana? The answer is because they knew that the children will not become Kohana. Therefore, they knew that they're losing out the Kohana. They're not gaining any covered, they're losing. They still got married, L'shem Shamayim. That's why Hashem has to make that he shouldn't be a Kohen yet. So that's what's happening in Rashi now. The reason I'm putting this is that Pitam Avi Ima Golem Avi Zorah Yag not to shave it to Yisrael. What's he planning? Not to shave it to Yisrael is a problem? What about your father? Is this a Kohen Gadol? Why is he not married, Bas Yisrael? Lefichah v'akos v'yotachan. Therefore, the Eibush had to wait and not give him the Kohuna yet until after, much later on, because he had to stay a Koshet in order to stay Koshet, in order that it shouldn't be a tain on him. That was the only reason why he could become a Kohen later on, was after it was proved that his mother married his father in the same Shemaim. You could say another Pshat. Pinchas was standing in front of the Gan Tzaddikim, and he jumped out ahead of them, and the whole all shot him after he killed the Zimri. They shot him and vazed noise. They made fun of him. Says in pasuk, and they love him for einam olvim, shoyim him chaposam for einam meshivin. Aleim Oma Kosov, Oyhavov, Ketseis, Hashemesh, Bigvorosu. The people who are embarrassed and they don't embarrass back, Shemim Chaposam, they hear their indignities, the Einam Meshivin, and they don't answer. On them, the Pasuk says, Oyhavov, Hashem's friend, Ketseis, Hashemesh, Bigvorosu, compared to the sun. Just like the sun, he gets embarrassed when they do have a zorah, they bow down to the sun, and the sun knows that really Hashem is the main, is making the sun shine, and the goyim are thinking that the sun is making itself shine, and isn't being embarrassed the whole time, so too, anyone who is embarrassed, without answering back, he gets a huge bracha. Pinchas, the shvatim u'mevazin oisa, you can imagine such a chosv, the Klal Yisrael was on the biggest level ever, and those biggest Tzadikim, they are making fun of him and he's not answering back. That alone is enough for him to be zeicher to all the brachas ever. He got the biggest bush that anyone have ever got. The Amid was the highest level and they were all making bush, being mabaz to him. So he for sure deserved the brachas that he got. So that's pshat in Rashi now. And explain Rashi differently now. Lefisa yashvatim mevazeh noisoy, because the shvatim mevazeh him, lefisa v'akotsev yichsoy yisrael aharon. Therefore, because of the bizayon, that brought him up to the madrega that he could become a Kohen Gadol. The Satan Asaka says that there was a problem, the fact that he was the grandson of Yisrael was a problem. But this bizayon that he went through was machap on it, and fixed up, and it was metaken this pagam. Lefichach v'akosuf. That's why, because of the pagam that he went through, he deserved it. According to that, we can understand. Back to Yahushua. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted his own children to become manhigim after him. Hashem said, no, take Yahushua ben Nun. Isha shavuach boy. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted his children to become manhigim because he thought, oh, you see, even somebody who is the grandson of Yisrael nevertheless has got a chance. So Hashem said, no, they didn't have a pusher. They didn't go through what Pinchas went through. therefore they don't deserve it. Now let's look at Yeshua. It says in the Gemara that Yeshua, what was the difference between Yeshua and all the others came in? That he used to go around and he was Mishamas. He was Mishadis Afsala in person, Achtalois. He used to clean up, sort out the tables and the chairs and the carpet. And that's the thing that made him become as big as he was. It was Mishamas. So you can imagine at the time, for 40 years, Yeshua is standing there, he's the Shlak. And all the Tamil Chacham are walking in, you know, all spick and span, and they're not looking, they're not going to move a chair. And Yeshua is the one that's underneath their feet cleaning up. And they're looking down at him. The busha that Yeshua went through for 40 years, you can imagine why it made him so great. Mashainka, the children, much it didn't, we can understand, it says in Gemara. Zakenim Shabbat Ado Omu. Pnei Moshe k'pnei Chamo, Pnei Yeshua k'levano. Oy la la oysa busha, oy la la oysa chlima. The face of Moshe is compared to the sun. The face of Yeshua is only compared to the moon. Ach, it's such a busha, such a chlima. Pastors, everyone understands it, it's, I guess, it's a busha on Klal Yisrael, that they don't deserve to have a sun like Moshe. They need to have a moon like Yeshua. But according to what we say, completely different understanding. How did he become so big? That busha that Yeshua went through, that made him big. That busha and the chlima that Yeshua went through every day, when he was cleaning up and everyone wasn't, that made him be zeicher to become so big. And in the end, the emet is, Yeshua also managed to stop the sun. He also managed to stop the sun in its tracks and given, just like Moshe did. You could say the other pshat. Pnei Moshe k'pnei Chamo k'pnei Yeshua k'levano. The Kenyans of Ois Ador, the chos of the people, including the children of Moshe. You know, they were only in the 40s. They said, Oy lala Yisrael busha. Ah, where is this busha now? Give me some busha. I want to also get this. Maila. Too late now. They didn't go through it. Oh, la la, it's a busha. They're looking for the busha now. Too late. Say, chap. Busha is Oisir's Shuvah. The busha that Pinchas went through, the busha that Yeshua went through, that brought them back, that made the Shuvah. That's why Pinchas, your Navi, he's the one that's going to be Zeichel Leheshiv Lib Oos Abonim. Can understand that the major theme is in Seder now. The theme of Busha. I was looking through the Pasha, and I noticed that the rest of the Seder can also be connected to. There are another two main Nekudas here in this Pasha. One of them is Tzlop Chod Ben Chayfer, and the other one is the Kabbanus. Tzlop Chod Ben Chayfer, he only had daughters, he didn't have any sons. And they came up to him and they came up to Moshe, they wanted the Nachla. They said, Ubanim lai ki b'chet ha'meis, Ubanim lai ha'yolai. So, it says in the Mepharshim say, the reason why he didn't have children, he didn't have sons, was because of his chatoim. So therefore, Hashem punished him. The Midbar used to get punishment straight away. So, it says in Pasuk that the Asid Lavoi, the moon is going to become V'chofra ha'levana u'bosha ha'chama. When Hashem comes out, K'vod Hashem alayat migla, then the sun is going to be bush bosha and V'chofra ha'levana. It's going to like bury its face. Nothing chafira. It's going to dig its face in the ground. Chofra alvana. Tzlofchot ben Chayfer, you can explain. He also went through this busha. Tzlofchot ben Chayfer. Nashim Chofra. He also had this busha. Whether because he did Mekoshish Eitzim in public and he got punished in public, or because of now, when his children were saying that he did an Aver in front of Gantz Klaus, so it's like B'ki v'chat Emet, and they put it in a Pasuk. That was also, that's why he was Zeichel, to have so many Tzukim speaking about his family. Because I don't know as well that later on it says in the passage that Rosh Chodesh, Kibbon Ilachmi, it says in passage Bereshit that the moon said to Hashem, "En Shnei Malachim Mishtamshim B'Keser Echad." Two kings can't become together, either one or the other. Therefore, Hashem said, "You know, the Chiyuv Me'atet Atmech. You make yourself smaller. That's why the Levana became smaller." But on the other hand, because of this busa that she made herself smaller, Hashem gave the stars, added on, gave it all the kichovim. Hashem gave the moon, the kichovim, to be mishamish together, because now the Levana is missing out. Also because of this busa, because compared to the sunshine, it's just reflecting. And also here, we could say that Rosh Chodesh, it gets the extra kavod. Have you like a paras me'ati tarach? It's got also to do with busha. We can only finish off with a bracha, or v'zeicha very soon, that v'yo'a avonu ka'achamo, and v'chofra avonu b'yisha achamo, ki malach Hashem tzvokus b'yoyim ahu, v'mehera v'yomeinu amen.
Amen.